And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's
Punky!
This is Punky!
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Bobby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And once again, you can hear what's going on behind us, but we can't.
No clue.
We haven't sorted that lead out yet,
sure,
have we?
Sure, it sounds great, though.
It does normally. Mm. It does normally. So we can't tell you who you're listening to at the moment, but I can tell you right at the start, it's Seb, who, yep. If you've been listening for a few weeks now, he was the one who did, I'm a scouse mouse and I live in the garden of the council house with Osama bin Laden.
Do we get any feedback on that at all?
None.
Wow.
None at all. Absolutely none. Hey, great show this week. It's a Manila PR special.
Okay.
Some of you might not know who Manila PR are. They're a PR company called Manila.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I think they might be up north somewhere. Okay. It's most of their RTs. They were the ones, I think they sent us the needles and the hedrons.
Ah.
Remember those, the hedrons, the hedrons.
God, that was back in the day.
It was back, don't say that, Tony.
Back in there.
It's back in there. That's right. I'm a black gangster with a flat cap. Back in the day. I hate people using that phrase, back in the day.
That's me.
Especially as it's normally 18-year-olds that are going on about things that happened when they were 17. That's what I find annoying. Back in the day.
The good old early 2000s.
A few weeks ago. So, anyway, basically, every band we're playing this week are PR'd by Manila PR. We've also got a word, and we've got a phrase of the week, Tony, that you don't know about.
No.
I haven't let the... you might have heard the phrase before. I never have. Madman Rick Hulse, who is the biker that books me for bike gigs. Right.
Right.
Sent me a message last week. Titled, Nipples Like Dead Men's Toes. I'm having that.
Nice.
What a phrase. She had nipples like dead men's toes.
Is that a good thing?
No, not at all. Well, I don't think so. I mean, like I chapel know. Hat pegs, I've heard before.
Right.
For example. Like you could, the idea being you could hang your hat off them.
Yeah.
Like bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Nice big fleshy Garys. We used to call them Garys, Gariolas.
Okay.
Ariola, Gariola.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice Garys. But nipples like dead men's toes, inspired. Anyway. Loads to come in this week's show, as usual. But and we're sober.
We are. It's the daytime look.
It's England in June, and the sun is shining.
It's lovely.
Those three things don't normally go. It's been miserable this week. Right. So anyway, first track up. I'll tell you all about them after we played them. This is Guns, Guns, Guns on the Roof. Guns, Guns, Guns on the Roof. And Michael Myers, or as I've written down, Michelle Myers. He wants a gun.
You found him up, you've done enough.
That was right, in fact.
Was it?
That false ending was right, in fact, yeah.
Yeah, but I turned it half down at the end.
Oh, did you? Well, there was a false ending on that you've just missed.
Yeah.
But it was really good. We got freaked out. I thought it was the next track. I remember
false ending.
But I then remembered there were only three tracks on it.
Oh, so how
could it go into the next one? God, curses. Research, Paul. Research. It's all about preparation. As discussed.
There's days of preparation going into it.
But there weren't days of preparation going into listening to the end of that track, sadly. Or there were, but it was the day after the Lord last week.
Oh, Lord,
indeed. More of him later on. that was Guns on the Roof. And who were one of the first bands we ever added on MySpace.
Okay.
And we asked them to send us a CD when it came out. And God, is that 2005? Can't be.
Well, it's our third birthday this year.
It came out in 2005. But I don't think we went on MySpace in 2006, did we? Oh, I don't know. It was back in the day, wasn't it, Tone?
It was
back in the day.
On internet.
It was back in the dark days, the dark ages. Anyway, their first album came out in 2005. Their Last Orders EP came out June 2nd last week. And it's got three tracks on it. That was the third track, Michael Myers. I will just give you a few of their dates. On the 22nd of June, they're playing The Gander, Bournemouth. You might be around for that, Tone.
Okay.
On the 25th of June, they're playing Barfly in Cardiff. What's quite helpful on this gig listing is that they've put the days on in brackets.
Nice.
So I know that the 22nd of June, for example, is a Sunday. And the 25th of June, open brackets, Wednesday, close brackets. Barfly, Cardiff, with UK subs, our friends. on the 26th of June, that is a...
Thursday.
A Thursday, very good, yeah. 27th of June, that'll be...
Ooh, Friday?
Yep, Kettering. And 28th of June... Which is Saturday with the Hobbits in Western Supermare.
Nice.
Sorry, Hobbits, Western Supermare with the Anti Nowhere League. Get the chance to go and see them, basically. They are a good band. I think I saw them at Wasted. They are very, very good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/GunsOnTheRoof.
No, MySpace.com/GunsOnTheRoofUK. Or if you say it quickly, Guns on the Roof, fuck. Guns on the Roof.
Someone already had Guns on the Roof. This must be one of those incidents where they...
No, I don't. I think someone probably did, because it's a song by The Clash. Didn't you hear me singing it before then?
No.
From...
I thought you were just making that one up in your head. Because you are quite musical.
The Clash is...
And special.
The Clash's second album. Featuring great tracks such as Safe European Home and Julie's Been Working for the Drug Squad. I believe side two opens with Guns on the Roof.
Right.
Hence their name. And if you look at the little picture there, you'll see that one of them is wearing a Rebel Force shirt, which of course was made famous by Joe Strummer, who designed that top himself. I know more than you. Right, so MySpace latest comments, and it's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neil. Loads of MySpace comments this week. Thank you all so much. The best way to get in touch with us, really, leave a comment there. MySpace.com/punkyradio. And I normally just do the top five, but we've got lots of short ones this week, so I've done more. Here's the first one. Keep it up, fellas. Punky is the biggest thing I look forward to each week. Corn dog.
Nice.
If you're called corn dog, I imagine anything's uphill, really. If that's happening to you every day. Mate, I'm really glad we're the biggest thing that you look forward to each week, but I think you ought to get out more.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're quite good and all that, but surely there's like the joys of spring, or there's the love of a beautiful woman or man. You know, we're not gender specific on this show.
Not at all.
God forbid. Not after a weekend with the Lord. Fucking idiots. I'm very flattered. Thank you, Corndog. Regarding your All Italiano show...
Yeah.
C'è molto bene. I think that means very good, but it's been a long time since my university Italian classes, so anyway, that's what I meant. Very good as usual. The Frenzy of Tongues. I've read that out because there's more Frenzy of Tongues stuff further down the page. And then this one came from Felix. You know, I was on about Tornado Smith.
Yeah.
The Wall of Death, the British Wall of Death merchant. We got a link sent from Felix, a.k.a. Hamboy. So just go here. And it gave us thewalloftheath.com/tornado. Just go to our MySpace page and look at it for the link. Click through, and it says, "What a fucking hero!" And he's right. Anyone prepared to spice up the Wall of Death by attaching a sidecar to the side of his motorbike and putting a live lion in it and riding around? Clearly, a fan of Punky. If it hadn't been in 1909. Will this be another lost MySpace message you won't read out? Good, because it isn't very important. James, I think that might be the most emo comment we've ever had. Well done, James. I felt obliged to read that out. I'm going to read it out again, in fact. Will this be another lost MySpace message you won't read out? good, because it isn't very important, James. However, when I first read it, it was like this: will this be another lost MySpace message you won't read out? Good, because it isn't very important. No, because it isn't very important, James. See, that's when I thought, oh, he means I won't read it out good. I'll read it out bad. So I was going to redo it as a, will this be another lost MySpace message you won't read out? Good, because it isn't very important, James. Because my dad's a douche fucks tardass that wouldn't let me get a MySpace. Ha ha, mwah. Thanks for adding me. You are my fucking Jesus. Wargasmic.
Nice.
Wargasmic, I thought, was from Brighton. She's not. She's okay. From Nebraska.
Oh.
I think. Or Nevada. One of the two. Starts right. with an N. Might be Norwich. Alright. And she has basically offered us something when she reaches legal age.
To buy as a drink?
Hopefully, yeah. That wasn't how I read it. But yeah, let's go with that. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the beer I'm going to get off you in 3 years' time, Wargasmic.
3 years' time?
Well, if she's approaching legal age over here, it'd be 18, but in America it's 21.
20, of course, yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
What's the legal age for bumming?
Over where?
Anywhere. I don't know. Well, what's the legal age for bumming in the cupboard? I mean, what's the legal age for bumming in a church? I don't know.
In a church?
Seems to be about
That's
six.
A different matter.
Seems about six if you're Catholic. I just want to say hello to the sofa next to me. Cheers, Caroline. Crazy Germans. That's the Lord's drummer.
Ah, right.
Also
okay.
of Mad X-Ray. Lovely to see you, Caroline. You are a very serious young drummer until you get behind your kit.
She's a fantastic drummer.
And then you turn into a complete... It's like you plug into the drums, like you're some sort of drum Borg.
She's very efficient.
Very efficient,
very
indeed.
Very efficient.
There's there's not a wasted hit, is there?
No.
There's not a wasted beat there. Anyway, thank you. It was lovely to see you, Caroline, and thank you for buying new trousers just to show off to Tony. But he's got a German girlfriend now. Great show, but you have funny accents and have different adjectives. Thanks for the support. Cheers, Frenzy of Tongs. Right, that came through, and within 15 minutes, the next one came through. That last one was Justin. He's trying to be funny, Frenzy of Tongs. So quite clearly, the one who normally looks after the MySpace page was invaded by the one who doesn't, and he didn't do very well. God bless you, though. Thanks for trying, Justin. He is called Justin because of his very small penis, of course.
Justin?
Yeah, he's Justin. He's only Justin.
Oh.
He's only Justin.
Nice.
Whereas I'm called Back Out. Tony, you got any podcasts, Ali? I realise this is a long section, but I don't care.
Yeah. It's a new month, people. Well, it has been for a whole week. So thank you all for your votes so far. But if you haven't voted so far for us this month, please do.
If you haven't voted for us so far, what's fucking wrong with you?
Yeah, vote for us. And leave us a comment as well. So go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish, because we'll read out the best comments.
Leave comments, because we've had quite a few this month, and it looks a bit suspicious.
Right.
Because some of you have just left, yeah, Punky and all that.
Yeah, there were quite a few quick ones.
Yeah.
But a lot of people can vote for the MySpace, but you wouldn't leave a comment as well.
Also true.
Yeah.
Also true.
But anyway, here's the top five comments. Second time. This is the second time I voted. Fucking terrible. That's from Biff.
No, you read that wrong. This is the second time I fucking voted. Fucking terrible. Biff!
I realised my mistake. Punk is dead great. Punk is dead great.
Yes.
Where else would you hear such great music? Not your local commercial radio station, that's
Super
for sure.
Gatto.
Yeah. That's from Graham.
No, Graham. No, you've had... Is that our Graham?
I don't know.
Because if it is, you'd have to read that again in Scouse accent. I did the last
it's
one.
It's probably not then.
Do it now.
I can't do the Scouse accent.
Yes, you can. Be a Scouse pirate.
Yar. Punky's dead great, yar. Where else would you hear such great music, yar? Not your local commercial radio station, that's for sure, yar, ar.
That just became your Michael Myers Shrek impression by the end of that as well.
Yeah,
Michael Myers? Michael Myers?
I'm not big.
No, Mike, what's
Mike
his name?
Mike Myers, yeah.
Mike Myers, he is called Michael Myers, yeah.
Yeah.
I never realised that before.
I think he's a Liverpool originally.
He was funny. I thought he was family from Scotland.
No, he just does a very bad Scottish accent, like me.
I thought he was family. Oh, God.
You said on some show you could smoke banana peels. You can't. Well, Mick says you can't.
Read that again, but read it slowly.
You said on some show you could smoke banana peels. You can't.
You can.
You can't.
I can. most people outside of the UK.
Paulie?
Who is your very best friend? You are! I'm going to help you mend your broken heart.
That's beautiful.
That one, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Yeah. I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't. You can. You can't. Oh, I've done it again.
Oh.
4 weeks. Is that 4 weeks in a row? Or did I manage not to last week? Although I was being Orville saying it, so that's kind of okay. I'm sorry, I'm making this go off to them.
Though I'm not asking for votes anymore, I figure I can still drop you guys one. Thank you. I wish you luck in June. My friends, peace. Marcus. Marcus from xyrocks.com.
And I voted for you as well, Marcus.
Even though you didn't want it.
Even though you don't want it.
You're having it.
Oh, I've given people a lot of things I didn't want.
I'm surprised. That's all other. Last
Brussels sprouts. Herpes.
Last comment. Optional. Gooper fucking gooper.
Indeed.
I know you do two shows at a time and that by the second one you have drunk all the good grog and have resorted to scavenging around your neighbour's recycling boxes for leftovers, but in your last show, 27th of May...
Oh, Tone, you've just gone off, mate. It's my fault as well.
What did I say?
No, you didn't. I hit your lead with the ashtray.
I said stay away from that lead.
I know. I just moved the ashtray because there was a little bit of ash on the top there and I accidentally... I can't help it if your lead's as sensitive as you are, you fucking emo, with your emo leads.
Thanks.
Sensitive emo lead.
That's me. But in your last show, 27th of May, you guys sounded more fucking wasted than I have ever heard you.
We were.
As mentioned, I think that's when we did about 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's start hoping that you don't start doing 3 at a time or else you're going to be hanging around the paint stripper shelf at B&Q looking for a fine vintage.
Well, actually, there is a chance the next time that we get together we might make 3 because I want to make an emergency one, don't I? So.
Right. We're not going to make 3.
I reckon we can make 3 in a day. And the third one, the emergency one, will just be one for the vaults.
That's it.
That's it. Brilliant.
Keep it up. Look, fair enough.
Thank you so much for writing for us. I'm sorry that I talked for so long during this bit. Next track on is China Dogs. Do you know where they come from, Tone?
Middle of PR.
Yeah. What I want to know is... shall I read you out just a little bit about them? I should have looked at this already. I'm trying to get for the bit where it says, it's easy to see why China Dogs are causing a furore in London. They're a big middle finger to shoe-staring indie strumming and a shot in the arm to the cliched post-clash bandwagon. There you go, that's why we're playing them. They're a post-clash bandwagon.
Good.
What I want to know is, what is China Dogs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ChinaDogs.
It is.
Good.
It's Paulie B, Instead 1, Tony 1, and this is... something we all long for. This is something real. Are you curious questions, no solutions? Is the way it's gotta be? Give me a bracket with no resolution. Is this what you want from me? Give me a mirror, I closed up the coffin. Give me something I can see. Ever since I was young and I was a soldier. And now we go to sea. Even now when I look at my I'm Right, so I do like that.
That's
right.
A real ending.
Woohoo! I do like that tone. Right. The only thing that is slightly annoying me is that The Clash seem to be a bit trendy at the moment.
Right.
And everything that is the great big new thing on the alternative scene is like, you know, the post-Clash sensation.
Okay.
Well, everything's post-Clash because they're not around anymore.
Yeah.
And I think for things to be post-Clash, they need to sound a bit more like The Clash than that did. I like it, don't get me wrong. I think it's very good. But if anything, that sounded a bit more like The Jam to me. Mm. You know, call me old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
But call me. Actually, don't. so anyway, that was China Dogs. I didn't tell you what that was from, did I? That was from their debut EP that is released Monday, July the 7th, so probably yesterday.
July the 7th?
July the 7th, probably in a month's time.
Next month, then.
Yeah, probably in a month's time. Wow, we've got that early, haven't we?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, well done us. I'm quite pleased now. Well done, China Dogs. That's a very good EP. We picked that one. Might play something else off it to coincide with the launch. You never know. Might have completely forgotten by then, what with my adult brain. It's time for Comedy Suburbs.
Always a pleasure.
We had a Poetry Corner last week, didn't we? Or was it the week before? We had a Poetry Corner last week. Comedy Suburbs this week. That's how it's supposed to be. If you have a poem for me, right, that you'd like me to read out, it can be anything at all. Ideally that you've written yourself. It doesn't have to be to do with the show. It could be about anything at all. It could be funny, could be serious, whatever. We've read the whole lot out. My personal favourite was last week's one. There once was, "Ow, fuck bees!"
Yeah.
Which I thought was brilliant. But I do normally like ones a bit longer than that. so feel free. And if you do write me a poem, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. However, if you'd like to give me a little funny story or a joke you've heard that you'd like us to read out, then we call that Comedy Suburbs, because there's already Comedy Central.
Yes.
And we're out there in the burbs. We're Comedy Suburbs. So send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. As John from the Bleach Boys did. Bleach Boys John, he gets in touch, he listens to our show, I like him very much. There's a poem right there, you see, it's not hard. "Hey Paulie, you are right about Charlie Harper's Japanese wife. She really is lovely. And what's more, she's been to the great metropolis that is Hitchin when we supported them at Club 85 a few years ago." Club 85, wangers. "We have a few gigs..." I said that, not him. "We have a few gigs coming up which are on our site and also our MySpace page. Best of the lot is another trip to Berlin for the KVU party on the 27th of June. If you or Tony are free, come over and drink some German beer."
Nice.
I'm in Spain that week, but you might be up for that, I suppose.
What date is it again, sir?
27th.
Of June?
June.
Oh, might be too soon.
Might be too soon in June.
Too soon in June.
You poet.
Thank you.
All right. and then he says, "Anyway, here's a joke for you. Bloke takes his dog to the vets and plonks it on the table. The vet looks at the dog and says, 'That dog is dead.' Bloke says, 'No way, I love that dog, I want a second opinion.' So the vet says, 'Fair enough,' and opens the door. In walks a cat, which looks at the dog's body, prods it with a paw and walks out. The dog doesn't move. 'There,' says the vet, 'it's dead. If it doesn't respond to a cat, it must be dead.' The bloke takes a deep breath and says, 'No, it really can't be dead. I've had him for 10 years and I really love him. One more opinion, please.' 'Okay,' says the vet. Opens another door and in walks a Labrador. The Labrador wanders around and prods the dog's body with his paw. The dog doesn't move and the bloke bursts into tears. 'It really is dead,' he says. 'Yes,' says the vet, who hands the bloke his bill. The bloke looks at the bill wide-eyed and says, 'What, 1,500 fucking quid for 5 minutes of your time?' 'No,' says the vet. 'My time is 100. The remaining 1,400 is for the CAT scan and the lab tests.'" Nice one, Johnny. Wait, that's good. Oh, I said that too close to the mic, sorry. I may have popped slightly. Right, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. Always, you know, I could do with more twat because I'm greedy that way. So if you do have a twat to nominate,
you are greedy for twat.
I'm insatiable.
Insatiable. You've got you've got some kind of a gut lust.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Easy. Email me.
It is.
Yeah, and so am I. Email me.
It's as easy as having a shit.
Okay, so this week's is
easier.
From Alex Parrish. Do you know him?
I don't know.
Okay. "Dear Manly Tony..."
I don't think so.
Okay,
he's called you Manly Tony, so he's from the old days.
Yeah, he must be at least for a while. "I've always wanted to add you..."
He's from back in the day, isn't he?
Back in the day. Cool. Remember young Parrish? Yeah.
Easy.
I always wanted to add. Smells like a bishop's finger. Oh. I always wanted to add to your library of twattage, so I bring forth today a three-way twattage, an audio twattage, if you will. If this is live, of course.
I wish. Well, I'll be the judge of that.
I think you will. I wish to nominate myself, my girlfriend Sarah, and Paulie B himself.
Oh, we're on dodgy ground here.
At first, this may seem controversial.
Yes, it does. Very controversial.
But I think it's quite deserved. Me and my girlfriend went on holiday to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Over the bank holiday weekend, flying on some shit EasyJet plane from Luton Airport.
I think I love it.
It being both the cheapest and nearest airport to my home. Now,
maybe I do know them.
Now, on hearing that we were flying from Luton Airport, all I could hear was that line from Beechwood Green.
It's a village.
Song,
yeah.
Because it's close to Luton Airport. And decided right then I would simply have to visit the legendary place. So we set off. I didn't tell her that I intended to go there, of course, because it would sound ridiculous and just a tad obsessive. So we left from St. Albans.
St. Albans?
Albans. Albans.
No, yeah, you said St. Albans, right? It's just the Americans say, do you know Steve in St. Albans? Yes, I do.
Luga Baruga. I still love that. A good few
Australians
hours.
Australians call it that.
Okay.
Yeah, mate, can you tell me the way to Luga Baruga? It's Loughborough, you prick.
A good few hours before my flight, assuming that Beechwood Green would be clearly marked from Harpenden.
It's not clearly marked from anywhere.
At least I had checked out its location roughly from Google Maps and thought foolishly that I would have plenty of time. Because we were so early, I told her that I thought it would be quite nice to have a little drive around the countryside beforehand. As it was, I ended up hopelessly lost, and by the time we got there, my girlfriend was becoming increasingly annoyed and shouting at me whilst I stared around in wonder at the magical,
mystical Beechwood
Green.
I'm not taking any responsibility for this.
She didn't understand my fascination, and we ended up getting to the airport with about 5 minutes to spare in a blind panic.
Did they make the flight?
Yes.
Well, what's the fucking problem?
So that is why Sarah, for not appreciating Beechwood Green, I mean, I don't think that's fair. Me for being overly appreciative of Beechwood Green, that's fair enough, and getting lost in pursuit of it, and Paulie B for making the song with the misleading lyric of being close to Luton Airport.
No, it's at the end of the fucking runway, mate. But guess what? You can't drive there. Because it's at the end of the fucking runway. It's like Brigadoon. It only appears once a year. No, Beechwood Green is at the end of Luton Airport runway. And if you're going from Harpenden, I believe you'd have to go via Markgate.
Wow.
I'm not sure. But, from Luton, if you're coming from Hitchin to Luton, right, you go along the 505 and you can nip off at Offaly, if you like, and go through the villages. Or you can go from Hitchin through Gosmore. And then you make a right fork at Preston, and then you wait till everything goes into black and white, and you start seeing Neanderthals in the fields, and you know you're nearly there. All right, Beechwood Green is at the end of Luton Airport runway, and yeah. Emily loved him. I realised how I said that then, but no. So I'm not having that. It's not misleading. No. Beechwood Green is at the end of Luton Airport runway. That's why there are no traffic lights, because people might think it's a runway, and Emily loved him.
But hey, one out of three is not bad.
So let's just have him as a twat. Yeah. It's his fault.
So you ready?
Yeah.
So, Alex Parrish from St. Albans
is a twat. And from St. Albans, what was he? The man's a lunatic. From St. Albans, it's basically... he isn't due north. He should have gone through... Sandridge and Whitwell. Sandridge, Kimpton, Whitwell. And he'd have got to Beechwood.
Great.
Fool. Next time, mate, just take the M10, go up the M1. I know there's a bit of roadworks, but you come straight off at Luton South. Save yourself loads of time. Then you'd have a chance to look around duty free. I think he's budget dumping. Right.
Ready?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Next one.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant to call him a twat again.
No, we've done that.
Yep, here's the next one. Caroline slipped across the sky. She wanted him to know that she's okay. Shoot to capture, shoot to kill. The beast won't stay very still for long. So get it while you can. Across the twilight, planet spinning, planning her escape. Morning sun is crushed and bleeding, in the distance drowning in the lake. Is Sunflies. Now the reason I played that tone is because I thought that sounded like if you take the singing out of the equation, the backing sounded like The Cure, right, with the Edge from U2 playing guitar on it.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
what I thought there. That was Sunflies. I have some information, Tony.
Okay.
On my piece of paper here. Now, oh, check out my bad self. I've only just realised Sunflies is a critically acclaimed Hertfordshire-based alternative rock band establishing a solid reputation in the UK for their electrifying live shows.
Excellent.
Which is why they're playing. Oh no, we've missed it. This is an old thing. This is you've missed this. But on the 16th of May, they played The Horn in St Albans.
Okay.
And on the 26th of May, they played BBC Introducing in Luton. Couldn't make it up, could you? After the I've just noticed that. So yeah. So basically, well done, Sunflies. This is that was called Caroline Slipped Across the Sky. It's from the Vampires EP. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sunflies' website?
Sunflies.net.
No, sunflies.co.uk. Oh. Tony, I thought you normally go with the obvious choice there. You were trying to be clever.
I was.
So it's Paulie B. Paulie B in the internet 2, Tony 1. That was Sunflies. And now, I've been hearing about this thing GoDaddy. Do you know anything about it?
I do have some facts.
Have you?
Yeah. Would you like to hear?
I'd love
about
to.
Them? Okay. GoDaddy, right? It's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Have they got real website builders?
The little men that live inside the machine.
I was wondering how these things worked.
It's like a small matrix.
Ooh.
Mm. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too.
Wow.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SSL.
Oh.
And that will protect your customers' details.
You can now, because as discussed, I need my customer details protected.
You do.
Yeah.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
you can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use this code PUNKY2, that's
PUNKY2,
which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly great?
Because of such exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice one, Tony. Well, You deliver that with a certain amount of panache. And one person who's exploited GoDaddy, thanks to us, is Amber.
Yes.
On a Dumbasty podcast, and I think we'll have information about that next week, will we?
But yeah.
Because we've had a podcast, Ali commented about that, haven't
we? Yeah. I think off the top of my head, it's dumbastylive.com.
Dumbasty, D-U-M-B-A-S-S-I-T-Y, live.com.
Yeah, check it next week.
It's the best podcast out of Chicago.
Talking of which, John's in Germany.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Well, he was last week.
Nice of him to pop in.
Yeah. A week after I came back from Cologne, he went to near Dortmund, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope you had a very nice time, John. Yeah. And nice of you to let us know that you're coming over.
It's not getting over, is it? Blimey.
Tone.
Yes, sir.
How far is it, right, from Columbus, Mississippi to Chicago?
Don't know.
Long way. And how far is it from Dortmund to the Highwayman's Lodge?
Shorter.
Short way. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's it. Right, should we play the next one?
Yes.
Yeah. This is The Scratch, right, who I had down as Scratch, because I didn't notice the in the corner. It's not the in the corner, it's a the in the corner.
Just the right there. Waving at you.
That's the in the corner. With the Beats and Generation. Yeah, The Scratch. Now, I've got some information about The Scratch on my Manila PR piece of paper here. That last year's Scratch single Numbers walked straight onto many university radio playlists and was added to plays on Orange Radio, Radio 2XS, CRMK Radio and dozens more, but not us, we didn't actually know about it. They've done an acoustic set on XFM and they're appearing on Channel MTV later this year. The band can now name check Clint Boone of XFM as a fan of the band after he appeared on TV with them to rubber stamp what the band's fans already knew, as they were crowned XFM's unsigned band of the year. Right now, I'm now gonna get confused and not realise. Oh, look! Guess what? The band's eclectic influences range from The Clash to Blur. Yeah, of course they do. It's always the same, isn't it? What I want to know is, Tony. Right, what I want to know is, what is The Scratch's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheScratch.
It is. It's Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 2, and this is the last letter I got. From this is the title of a letter I got from a girl when I was 24. Dear Maniac, So that was The Scratch and Dear Maniac. What do you think of that, Tom?
Nice.
I liked it, but again, I didn't agree with what they were likened to. There's another thing on it actually that said that they sounded like Duran Duran if they'd had a load of pills, and I'm going, no, obviously they sound a bit like The Fall and a bit like The Buzzcocks.
Yeah,
that's obviously what they sound like. But it is that alternative, very early 80s, very late 70s, very early 80s kind of art rock. Gang of Four, if you will. Right. I'm going with that. Fucking Duran Duran. They should get me to write these things. I clearly know more than them. Right, here's something I know a lot more than people about, and that is Facebook descriptions.
Nice.
When you have me as a friend on Facebook, if you choose to, I don't know how you add me, you just find them, that you find me, right, and add me. When I get round to it, I write a little description of how we've met. We've always met randomly. Or you can do it yourself. Increasingly, people are doing it themselves, and I really like that because I'm running out of ideas, basically. So if you do add me and I don't do a thing about how we met, do write something yourself. For example, Trevor Holtner. Would you like to know how me and Trevor Holtner met, Tony?
Or did you meet?
We met randomly. There was a magical forest filled with elves and fairies and little woodland creatures. Poorly B burned it down and I took the wood and used it to make paper for porno mags. Trevor wrote that. Thank you, Trevor. That's a very good one. That's the kind of thing we're after. Jessica Monique Jacobs. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I wrote this one. Jessica invented toothpaste. All she needed was for someone to come up with the concept of a brush. I was that innovator. Sadly, it didn't happen in time to save my left canine. I'd say, oh dear, but my gums hurt. I wrote that ages ago, but it's still the case.
Yeah.
Ow. Steve Spinks, Jodie Stevens. This is interesting, because Steve Spinks, Jodie Stevens are, in fact, two people on the same Facebook profile, because they're in love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I reckon it was his idea, so he could check up on that. Right, but I did...
That's beautiful as well.
But I did... I was playing poker with them online, although I was obviously playing with Jodie, right, because she was losing quite heavily but being quite flirty, and then the next time I logged in, I was watching, and it was obviously Steve,
right,
and Steve was just controlling the table and not flirting at all, and I went, oh nice one honey, and he went, who the fuck are you? Anyway, I did this one. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We are poker buddies on Facebook. What a load of rubbish. No, we're not. We'd be poker buddies. We met randomly. Steve and Jodie are the first two mixed-sex Siamese Facebook friends I've added. That she has a different surname through marriage only makes them more remarkable, particularly as Steve is certainly no fan of her husband. Cassie Jones, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I have a feeling that Cassie Jones might be one of the most unpleasant lesbians in the world.
Really?
However, she does look fit.
Okay.
Right. She works in Spain, works in a nightclub in Spain, and again, bumped into her on a poker table, where her and her mate were slagging off these two Norwegian birds who they reckoned were cheating.
Right.
That's the background to it. Anyway, I joined in and just caused bother, and we've ended up being sort of mates, but anyway, she's a bit bonkers. Anyway, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
It's quite involved. We worked at the Scooby-Dooby-Doof Spooks since 2008. We took GCSE Scandinavian Deception in the winter of 2008. We met randomly in 2008. Cassie and I are working for a secret unit that exposes cheating female Norwegian poker players. I know, I didn't think we'd get a grant either. Still, if Gordon Brown wants to pay for our binoculars, we're not going to argue. Steve Kirk.
Okay.
Would you like to know how me and Steve Kirk met? Because I can't remember how we did properly meet.
Oh, did
but
you
I think
meet?
We might know each other. We met randomly. Steve and I met whilst filming The Great Escape. I was the German guard who said good luck. Steve was McQueen's bike. Ooh, that fence looks hurty-hurty. Jump, Steve, jump it. Ouch. Steve added, I saw Paul was always enviously looking on, but Steve McQueen would never let him have a ride on me. Perfect casting as the sneakiest character in the film, though. Thank you, Steve. That's what it's been about. And those are the votes for the Facebook ads. Now, have you got anything you want to talk about in this book? Any repercussions from the Lord?
No, not really. After the Lord, I went to Bournemouth. Went to see Iron Man last night.
How'd that go?
Really well. Apart from, got a bit of a... I'm a bit pissed off at cinemas in general, I'm finding.
Why?
It's 14 quid.
Two
tickets to see Iron Man.
Don't get me started.
We've been... there's only about three or four cinemas run. band Paul and Bournemouth.
Right.
We went to one, which was the Empire, which was shit. We saw Sweeney Todd there.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bad presentation of it. All out of focus. This year we thought, go to a different one. We went to the Elgin in Bournemouth, which is quite... it's near the seafront. Right. And thought, that'd be all right. It was rubbish. It was... The floor was flat, so you had some back of someone's head in front of you. It was a really small room, and it was so fucking loud.
Oh, really?
Had to put fingers in your ears during the loud bits. And we paid £14 to see that film. When that's out on DVD, it's going to be about 11.
It'll be in Woolworths bargain bin for £2.99 in year.
Yeah.
It's just and then it's another £18 for a fucking hot dog.
Yeah. And plus the £4 to park. So you think
£4 to park? It all adds up, Tony. It all adds up. Well, what a very interesting film review that was, Tony.
Oh, the film was great, by the way. It really was a good film.
That's filled in all the gaps.
Because it was super...
You could get a job on TTN. Might cut it down to under 3 hours.
It was a superhero film, but it was done by Marvel.
Yeah.
The first time they've actually paid for it.
Right, okay.
And used it themselves, so it's done really well.
It's supposed to be good, but you haven't really given me a lot of info there.
Nah.
Have you?
What do you want to know? Robert Downey Jr., great in it.
Good.
Effects, brilliant.
Well,
mostly practical effects.
He's good, because
well.
Of course he has had the demons in his real life.
Of course, he is basically playing himself as a womanising scotch drinking
record breaker. I followed you down to Bournemouth, where I did.
You did.
Where I did a particularly tedious gig, and then managed to leave my coat there with my wallet in it. Got all the way home. It is a half a day's ride, of course.
It is.
Got all the way home before I realised. Phoned him up the next day and said, "Oh." They said we've locked it in the disabled toilet. I said, "Is that because I was plastic?" I know that's out of order, but so anyway, my mate Stuart lives in Southampton, so I persuaded Stuart to drive to Bournemouth to get my coat, so it'd at least be at his, and I'd have about an hour's less of the round trip. And then I thought, I've had a good idea. My mate Simon lives in Bracknell. Maybe I can persuade Simon to drive to Southampton and daisy chain this mother right back to me. Unfortunately, Simon wasn't in, so on Sunday I drove down to Stuart's thinking I'd go and get the coat, have a pint, drive back in. He said, "You are staying tonight, aren't you?" Because England are playing Trinidad and Tobago in a surprisingly important international, as it goes. He said, "And there's a late bar in one of the pubs because it didn't start till half 10. I went, "Oh, yeah, fuck it then." So we went into this pub, and it's in Hythe. And Hythe is a very, very small place. The other side of the water from Southampton. Did you know, a couple of facts about Hythe. It's got the seventh longest pier in Great Britain.
The seventh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's the home of someone really famous who I've forgotten.
Who's that?
And I don't know.
Oh, you've got it.
A very important man from history. I can't remember who it was, though. But anyway, there's one good pub there that me and Stuart went to. And we went in, and we had regressed by then. We'd be drinking cider, and we'd be messing about. And he said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want a pint of snake bite." He went, "I want a pint of snake bite as well." So we went up to the bar. Very nice barmaid. We said, she heard me saying as we walked up, "I bet they won't serve us it." Even though we're both knocking 40, "I bet they won't serve us it." And Stuart went, "Yeah, of course we will." He went, "2 pints of snake bite, please." And she said, "I'm sorry, I can't serve you that. But if you'd like a pint of lager and a pint of cider and a spare glass, I can certainly do that for you." "Thank you very much."
God.
And Stuart's such a bell end. He sorted it out at the bar as I was paying for it. He was making the snake bite. I went, "Stuart, at least come to the table and do it." She's giving us a chance. Anyway, watched the match. 3-0 to England. Very good game, actually. And importantly, that was very good for us securing votes in the CONCACAF region with a view to getting... the bid, getting the World Cup in 2016.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what it was all about. 2016? 2014? 2018?
2010, 2018, yeah.
2010's
next one, isn't it?
Yeah, 2014 then, or 18, one of the two.
I bet 14's already took, being already.
Yeah, because we've got 12 for the Olympics, it must be 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it was a good move. And not only have we secured the vote of Jack Warner, the Vice President of FIFA, et cetera, a very important man, but he's also said he's going to persuade Chicago, ironically, to back out of making a bid. So, because they would have to vote for them. He would have to vote for them. So he's going to tell them not to do it so he can vote for us.
Nice. And Chicago's put the names down for the next Olympics as well, 2016 Olympics as well. So maybe they'll go for that one instead.
Yeah. Yeah. I got confused. Yeah, I don't know why they'd want to go for the World Cup. Maybe it wasn't Chicago. Maybe it was just New York or somewhere. I'm sure he said Chicago. Sounds like Chicago going for everything. Oh, well.
But wasn't there also the problems with that match, apparently, on the news? There's some, they've stopped some England players from having caps for it because they had too many substitutions or something.
Oh, really? Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
In the greater scheme of things, that really doesn't matter at all. That's not a major problem.
No.
Why? Well, there's six subs. You have six subs. Did they have seven?
I think they had seven, yeah.
Oops.
Or maybe more. I
Who
don't
cares?
Know.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. It was a good match and we won and ha-ha, Yabu sucks. In other football news, very briefly, Nottingham Forest, in their infinite wisdom, have signed Robert Earnshaw from Derby County for £2.65 million.
Mm.
Let's think about that. Derby County, last season, scored less goals than any other team ever in the Premiership, ever.
Right.
And Robert Earnshaw couldn't get in the team. He's a striker and he couldn't get in the team. They scored less goals than ever. He couldn't get in the team. We've paid £2.65 million for him. And what else have we done, Tony? I'll tell you. We've let our star player, Chris Commons, go to Derby County on a free transfer.
Right.
Fucking cheap shaggers. I better play the next one, hadn't I?
Yeah.
Did I talk about... I didn't say about the scratch, did I? I didn't ask you what their MySpace page was.
We did it before.
We did it before, did we?
Yeah.
So we're not doing anything about this one. We're just playing it, are we?
Yes.
No, are you sure about that?
Yes.
I've got really confused now.
I said it was MySpace to come forward.
It's 2-2, isn't it? We did do it, yeah. It's 2-2. Yeah. Shut up, Paul. All right, then. Should I just play the next one, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yes, yes! Come quick! Yes, yes! Come quick! Yes, yes! Come quick! Yes, yes! Come quick! Is Nephew Husband or the Nephew Husband?
Okay.
See, I don't know. I think it's Nephew Husband, isn't it? Or the Nephew Husband. Nephew Husband?
Husband.
Nephew Husband. I have shown you how it's spelt, though, which can help your MySpace slightly easier, I think.
Okay.
But I'm going to describe this band myself, Tony.
Okay.
As much as I love Manila PR, I'm going to tell you right now that sounds like early Adam and the Ants.
Yep.
That's good. It. But that is the... Morphine 100ml edit of Nurse Nurse, which is from their 3-track EP Nurse Nurse, which features Nurse Nurse, which is only 1 minute 27, the other one. It's quite different to the one we just played. Lions, Tigers and Bears, and the third track, as I like to have a look around, Nurse Nurse, Morphine 100ml edit. Now, shall I read something out about them? I'll be doing it with the rest. have I? Combining a large range of influences to create a sound that is unique to himself, Nephew Husband brings together elements of indie, post-hardcore, screamo, art rock, new wave, old school emo and punk to create a fresh sound that many people struggle to classify. I don't. They sound like Adam and the Ants.
There you go.
Right. So, what's their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/ Nephew Husband.
It is. Nephew Husband. It's spelled NEPHUHUZZ if you're an American ZZ. Band. ZZ top. Well, never very good. So, this weekend, mate, I'm doing gigs in Manchester.
Okay.
At the Printworks, which is quite good. So, if you're in the Manchester area,
yeah, heard of that.
Go to, I think it's called Opus. It's a nightclub within... It's kind of a nightclubby place within the Printworks in Manchester. Anyone in the Manchester area knows where the Printworks are.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice thing. And you get quite a nice hotel. And I'm by myself, ladies.
Which chain are you staying in?
Oh,
are you a chain? Or?
It is a chain, yeah. I can't remember which one. It's got flags
it's
outside.
It's not the Hilton?
No, it's got flags outside.
Okay. It's got the weird shit Hilton in Manchester with that little... Have you seen the Hilton in Manchester?
I think I've stayed in it.
It's got like straight up, then it
yeah,
comes out a little
a thing
bit.
Goes out a bit, and
yeah.
You go out. Oh,
it's
I don't,
a bit weird, that.
I don't want to be there in a storm.
No.
I haven't stayed there. I've stayed in some classic hotels in Manchester, actually. The Palace, the one right in the middle of Manchester. It's a beautiful old hotel. But the one I'm staying in is near the Primark.
Nice.
It's in Piccadilly, and it's near this massive Primark. Which obviously is very busy in Manchester.
Oh, I like Manchester.
What with it being third world. So yeah, I'll be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, if you want to come and watch me there. Next week I'm going to be doing at least half the show will be dedicated to the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda del Mar. Mm-hmm. Where I'll be going the week after next. If we have any manic Hispanics fancy bumping into me on the Costa del Psychobilly that week. I think I'll go out on the 24th, I think. 24th to 30th, I think. Or 23rd to 30th, something like that.
Right, okay.
I think it's only six nights. But it's going to be fantastic. Oh, and I heard that I'm doing Endorse It this summer again. And I'm doing the Sunday. And the Sunday they're calling Psychobilly Sunday in King Kirkplain.
Excellent.
Come on, I bet I'm on the same time
Old
as them.
Old Angel and now Endorse It.
I know, it's great. They've got a great lineup. It's outside of Salisbury. It's in a lovely spot. It's at the top of a sort of James Bond hill. You know, one of the things when you go around the houses.
All right.
One of these city. You don't go around the houses, but you know what I mean. Hairpin bends and all that up a side of an escarpment. And then you reach the top and you just think, oh, I'm in Asgard. Because it's all just flat and you're just in a different world then. It's fantastic. So it's there. It's outside, south of Salisbury.
Okay.
And it's up there, anyway. But that's in August, more of that later. So I will do quite a lot about Pineda next week. I've got to write my article for The Wrench this week, because we've got to, because they've got to get their next issue out. I was doing an article on Voodoo Rhythm Records for The Wrench for this one, but they're saving it till next time.
Okay.
And there's talk of a Voodoo Rhythm Records Punky Radio sampler on it as well.
Ooh.
More information about that. We might be making a CD tape.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah. Well, basically, Voodoo Rhythm, hopefully, going to make that one, but we might make a future one for them and have a Punky Radio CD that will make everybody want to buy the Wrench.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, really fucking cool, yeah. So I've been talking for so long, Tony, I haven't got a lot else to say. Can you talk for a minute? Oh. We haven't mentioned anything about how you listen to this show.
Oh,
maybe you could do that.
Blimey. Okay, don't forget our lovely sponsors, BT Podshow. We have a page on there, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Which is where you can listen to the show and obviously subscribe to it. If you want, you can create your very own BT Podshow account from there and become our friend and diggers. Add us a comment, review us. And
diggers!
We'll read your views out. You diggers will dig you back. You will be dug. And if you do create a BT Podshow account, you can even create your own podcast. You can create your own radio station on there. You can add friends. Works a little bit like MySpace without the stalkers. Basically.
Well, we haven't had any stalkers on it yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Mm. It's only a matter of time.
But yeah. And also, you can subscribe through iTunes from
iTunes,
there or through punkyradio.com itself.
Yeah, iTunes.
And you can always download the latest show from the front page of punkyradio.com.
And we haven't had any reviews on iTunes UK recently. I don't know about
don't
the rest of
US
the world. But if you haven't reviewed us on iTunes yet and you can, it's really, really helpful because we've dropped off the featured page in Comedy One, page 2. We're still above some pretty big podcasts, but we'd like to be back on that first base. And the best way to get to do that is to get some more reviews, if you don't mind. Right, last track, Tone. This is The Hustle. And what I want to know is just straight up, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHustle.
No, MySpace.com/TheHustleRock. I was going to give you an alcohol-related clue, but I thought you were winning 3-2. Let's make it a draw. So that's good. That's probably been the Internet 3. Tony 3. The Hustle, if you would like to know, they've only got 3 gigs that we can actually advertise here. One is Tuesday the 24th of June, Club Ifolbach, Cardiff. Saturday the 28th of June, the Piccadilly in Caerphilly. And Saturday the 12th of July, the Green Lady in Caerphilly also. I think they might be Welsh. The five-piece rock funk band from South Wales were instantly placed on BBC Wales and invited by XFM Wales Colin Francis for an exclusive session. They're that good. Now, do you want to find out what other people think they sound like? Smart, cool, power pop sound on their new single these days, County Times. Radio-friendly alt-rock, Die Shell Suits. That is a German. if that's a German fanzine, it's fantastic. Die Shell Suit. They're taking the best of American indie and melding it with British rock, mate. The band create a ferocious live show.
Okay, good.
These days, we've only got... This is just a one-track sampler, basically. It's called These Days, and here it is.
Breakfast is a fine gourmet. Stepping out the door, all the sunshine brings them out. Cool people watching, and you're wondering what life's about. You got bills to pay, but do you really care? Enjoy it while you can. You know these days are rare. Song comes on, the signal's crisp and clean. Sand between your toes, today your life's a beach. You're finally feeling like your dreams are all in reach. Go and see your friends, hear what they've got to say. You put the world to rights, but wait another day. A million mates around you, a million more to spare. Enjoy it while you can, you know these days are rare. Thousand thoughts are running through your head. A million mates around you, a million more to spare. Enjoy it while you can. You know these days are rare.
How about that? That's a bit poppy for the end of the show, isn't it?
It was.
The Hustle, These Days, out now. There you go. That's information.
That is. Bloody hell.
I'm sorry that I haven't let you know who any of the people were on the beds this week, but I can fairly reliably inform you that they were the Chup Tups, Midnight Configuration, the Planet Smashers and the Grindabats.
Probably.
And someone in the middle.
Yeah.
Who may have been Zombie Ghost Train or might have been Hispanic Girls. Mm. Either way, what a show. next week's show, I'm telling you now, if you thought this week was a little bit light for you, I've enjoyed it, actually. I've did an interesting mix of music this week. Well done, Manila PR. Yeah. Thank you so much. Now, I'm not about to say if you'd like to know more about Manila PR, because they're a PR company. They can let you know themselves. But yeah, if you'd like to know more about the bands, check out Manila PR. They've probably got a website somewhere. I should have checked that out. Should I see if they have?
Yeah, they must have.
Website anywhere. Try manilapr.com. manilapr.com. That's Man Ill April Manilapra. manilapr.com. Check that out. There's probably loads of stuff about their bands on there. I maybe should have thought about that myself. Next week's show, the music is going to be harsh. I'm telling you that now.
Okay.
Because it already features new material from UK Subs and Plastron. Friends of the show and new friends of the show. Plastron, who, of course, live near Fishtown. And I'm running out of reasons not to go to Philadelphia, put it that way. But I am looking forward to a bit of harsh music next week. There will be some Psychobilly next week as well, to go with the Psychobilly meeting, which I will be at. Where I will be staying in the same hotel as Dr. Fucker MD and the woman who kicks the back of my knees.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Make sure that you review us at iTunes. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make sure you visit our MySpace page and leave a comment for us if you have a poem or something funny to send me. Send them to either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. If you have a twat, where do you send it, Tony?
Me, at Tony at punkradio.com.
Is there anything else we haven't had? We haven't had a judgmental in absolutely ages. If you've got something that needs judging, that's if you've true. Got some quandary, the judge can bring out the cinnamon gum and anything can happen.
It usually does.
If you're wondering why you've never heard us mention Ruby Breastnut again, it's because she's a cowbag. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
Of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.